Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 282. And we're going for our golden scripture, which is from 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it goes, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. This is what we always pause to say. What? Say together, I have not believed in vain. It's very important to confess that, because you are profiting from the gospel as you keep hearing. Then it continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We have looked at the physical events that led to Christ's death. We've examined them. So if you're now listening, then you should go back to episode 1 and listen. It's just 5 minutes. So within a short time, you'd have finished listening. And it will help you to understand what we're doing now. It's like you missed some part of the class and you need to continue. You need to go back to it so that you can understand what is going on. And so we've looked at the physical events. We're now looking at the revelatory events. We're now on Isaiah 53, which is called the Redemption chapter, verse 1. That says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And easy translation says, will anyone believe the news that we have to tell people? We have some news to tell. So in the previous episode, I said to you that when you go to Romans chapter 4, verse 25, which is the last verse of Romans chapter 4, he says, who, talking about Christ, who was delivered up for our transgressions and raised up again for our justification. So I explain to you that the death of Christ achieved something. And this verse is telling us what it achieved. It said, he was delivered up. He was crucified. He was killed. Why? For your offenses, mistakes, your sins. So that is why he was killed. But that is not all the story. Then he was raised again. The resurrection brought or achieved something else. And what was that? Says, you were justified. Who was raised up again for our justification? That is Romans 4, 25. So I explained that the power of God came together during the resurrection of Christ, because Jesus was in labor with us. And boom, he gave birth to us through the resurrection power. So now the resurrection gives you something else. Not just forgiveness of sins, because according to Romans 4, 25, he says the death gave you what? Your offenses, your sins, your mistakes were forgiven. Then the resurrection now gives you justification. So now, justification, what is justification? It is just as if you have never sinned. Oh, come on. Say it. Just as if I have never sinned. Oh, say it again. Just as if I have never sinned. You know, for me, when I was growing up as a Christian, I heard a lot about my sins. But hardly would you meet anybody who would talk to you about your justification. I heard more about my sins. So when you look at this verse, it says that he was delivered up for our sins. But that is not the story, the end of the story. There is something we've been missing. There is something we've been missing. And that is what justification is, that you were justified when he was raised up again. And that is equally important. Just as on the other side, It's like a two sides of the coin. One part says you were forgiven when he was crucified, and your mistakes and sins were forgiven. But the other side is that you were also justified. What is justification? And let me tell you this. You know, that word justified, listen carefully. That word justified was coined by Paul the Apostle. Yes. All the disciples who were with Jesus never said this word. Never taught on it. Never. The first time we hear this word is in Acts of the Apostles. And that is Acts chapter 13. Remember, Acts 13 was when the Holy Spirit, Paul and Barnabas and these men of God were praying. And the Holy Ghost said, "Separate unto me Paul and Barnabas." And they were sent out. When they were sent out, they went to Antioch. And when they went there, they went into the synagogue to preach. And when they were preaching, that was the first time that that word justified came out. And it was Paul was preaching. And he said in Acts 13:39, he says, "And by him," talking about Jesus, "all that believe are justified. And by him," by Christ, "all that believe are justified." All that believe, including you. Do you believe? Yes, I believe. If you believe in Christ, then this also happened for you. Not only forgiveness of sins, but you were also justified. What's the meaning of justification? Just as if you have never sinned. And I can understand why Satan will fight and hide this word, this one word, justified or justification, because he made sure, he fought and made sure that all these apostles, and even though they were with Christ, they never could get the revelation on justification until Apostle Paul came, and he was the first person to let out that word, justified, as 13:39. "And by him," by Christ, "all that believe," including you, "are what?" Say, "justified." You're so blessed. Keep coming back. Bye.